Hi, I'm Oliver, and I spend most of my weekends bringing old, forgotten pieces of furniture back to life. It's a fascinating hobby, and I'm going to share a bit about my restoration journey with you today. People often ask how I first got into this. Some assume I found a hidden treasure at a flea market, or that I studied woodworking at college. Neither is true, actually. It all started a few years ago when I was given a bookcase by my grandfather. It was in a terrible state, covered in scratches and water rings, but I decided to try and fix it up instead of throwing it away. That first success completely hooked me. Nowadays, I'm always on the lookout for new projects. I know a lot of restorers swear by online auctions, and occasionally I'll browse them, but the shipping costs can be enormous. I find the best bargains at garage sales in my local area. You can inspect the items in person and negotiate the price directly with the seller, which is a big advantage. When I finally get a piece home to my workshop, I don't just grab the sandpaper and start working immediately. The very first step is a thorough initial assessment. Obviously, I check for structural issues like loose joints, but my main priority is looking for insects. If you miss the signs of woodworm, they can completely destroy old wood and spread to other items in your home. Once it's declared safe, the cleaning process begins. For large flat surfaces, simple cotton cloths and soapy water do the trick. However, antique furniture often features intricate carvings. To dislodge ingrained grime from those delicate crevices, a toothbrush is my go-to implement. It's gentle enough not to scratch the wood, but firm enough to get years of dirt out of the tiny corners. Next comes the tricky part, removing the old finish. Many guides recommend using chemical strippers because they are fast-acting. I find them far too messy and toxic, though. Instead, I prefer applying heat to gently soften and lift the old layers of varnish safely. It takes a bit longer, but it's much kinder to the wood and to my lungs. Inevitably, some pieces have parts missing. I'm not great at metalwork, so if a brass hinge or lock is broken, I'll simply buy a matching replacement online. However, if a wooden handle is missing from a drawer, I usually carve a new one myself. It's incredibly satisfying to match the shape and grain of the original pieces. When it's time to apply a new finish, there are plenty of options. Many modern restorers love using tough, shiny polyurethane varnish for durability. While that's fine for modern items, I think it looks artificial on antiques. Therefore, I always opt for traditional wax. It requires more elbow grease to buff, but it gives the wood a lovely, soft, natural glow. Over the years, I've worked on many different items. You might think a massive Victorian dining table was the most challenging project I've tackled, mainly due to its size. But actually, it was a delicate mirror that required the most careful handling. The wooden frame was so fragile that it felt like it might crumble in my hands at any moment. People often wonder if I make a living from this. While I have occasionally sold items to friends who begged me for them, I'm not running a business. I actually end up keeping most things in my basement until I have space for them in the main house. It's getting a bit crowded down there. If you want to try this hobby, you don't need to spend a fortune. Forget about buying lots of expensive equipment right away. The only thing you absolutely must have is patience. Without it, you'll end up rushing the delicate stages and potentially ruining a beautiful piece of history. So take your time and enjoy the process.